Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, baby. It is whipping up Thursday, honey. I'm whipping it up just like smashed potatoes, honey. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's cloudy out, about 20 degrees. It's a little nippy around here. It's a little nippy, but you know, all the sunshine is in here. It is January 26, 2023, 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors in stock. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. Natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumba, baby, by shut the door and keep on walking. We're going to get on down. We're going to get on down with the music. Independent artists holding is in the house. Holding swagger. We're going to get on down, baby. Listen, before I get into the music, I want y'all to do this while you're on Facebook. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with Facebook and the algorithms. I hear everybody and sing everybody saying, say hello, give me a this or that. My algorithm and my engagement is low. I'm like, you know what? Everything is sinking pretty low on mine because, you know, I'm hitting the 60 mark, you know, 6-0. So when you're hitting 60, everything drops on you. You know what I mean? So I've got to find me a couple of concoctions to bring everything back up to the north. You know what I'm saying? Everything right now is dropping down to the south. I got to bring it back up to the north or the equator. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Don't nobody want no stupid, droppy old woman. Come on up in here. You know what I'm talking about. Come on. Listen, y'all going on Facebook, get 50 man a like. What you going to do, internet? Come on up in here. Come on. Come on. Let's do it. Come on. Ooh, come on. Come on. Yeah. All over. Come on. Talk to me. Yes, indeed, my darlings, your music is being heard all over the world. Independent artist Holden Swanger. Listen, let me tell you about Holden. He's a 17-year-old independent artist. He currently lives in D.C. He's into punk rock, and he's hoping to make music that will make a mark in the industry. You know what I'm talking about up in here. And you can certainly do that. Yes, you can. According to some of the things out here, you know, it's like, what in the world? It's like staying home. Somebody gave me some music. Now, listen, y'all, I've been listening to music since 2007. You know, I had the show since 2007, so I've heard a whole lot of things. And the one record, I can't get over, the one about the recreational part, about the RV and the recreational part, I still can't figure out that song. And that song, I heard it months ago, and I'm still like, what were they singing about and what they talking about? What are they talking about? So listen, when you making music, you know, make something that's got a song in it so people can remember. I'm going to play if I have time allows, Peter Rose is his name, independent artist, Peter Rose. He goes by the name of St. Rose. He has a song. He has a song that he put out that's called Brooklyn Baby, Brooklyn Baby. Now, listen, he made the song. I played it earlier today, Now, he made the song because of a relationship. He went through a bad relationship with his son's mother. And the song ended up, he has over 3 million streams, And he just put the song out. I'm going to pull up the date in just a second. But listen, over 3 million streams, you know, we only can dream about 3 million streams. You know, I can't even do that. I can't get 3 million streams because I don't push my music. You know what I'm saying? But listen. Let me tell you, it makes me happy to see other independent artists that have streamed 3 million streams. That's a whole lot, you know. That's a whole lot of walking. That's a whole lot of talking. That's a whole lot of pushing. You know what I mean? That's a whole lot of bus riding. You probably saying, well, what in the Sam Hill is Mama talking about? I'm talking about promotion. You know something? Well, you got to do what you got to do when you promoting your music. You know what I'm saying? You may not have no vehicle. I know people don't go all around the place promoting, but I sure would. You know, promotion, you got to promote online and offline. You got to see some folks in their face. You got to talk to some people. You got to do more than sit behind your computer and your laptop, your mobile device, your iPad, and your tablet. You got to do more than that. But listen, you know, we're in 21st century and everything is really different. Everybody changed up their program, changed up their shift. Now, listen, it will behoove you to put together a great team. I'm going to talk about that in just one moment. I'm going to get to the music. Independent artist Holden Swoger, that is S-W-O-N-G-E-R. I like that last name. There's a whole lot you can do with that. You know what I'm saying? So listen, S-W-O-N-G-E-R, Holden Swoger, that's merchandising. That name it speaks volumes of merchandising. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's great to be 17 because when you're 17, you got the energy of a horse. Most 17-year-olds got the energy of a horse, and they have the energy to put into different things. You know, like when you farting 60, I'm farting 60, right? I ain't got the energy of no 17-year-old. So listen, I got a whole lot of things I could, wouldn't, should do. But listen, my energy, I'm just pushing the barrel, just like Tyler Perry. How you doing? Hallelujah. So anyway, let me get on to this music. This song is Incesticide. You heard me right. I feel like I need to make some braid. That song just makes me feel like some braid. It is Incesticide. Okay, y'all hear me up in here. Y'all check this out. Up in here. Check. been holding Swagger. Y'all know something. Now, really, of course, I started to say y'all remember when, but everybody, of course, remembers the Brady Bunch. Y'all remember the episode. Everybody, all the girls in America, black and white, was in love with Greg Brady and still is in love with Greg Brady from the Brady Bunch. You guys remember when they were singing and they had the group, and, you know, they did real good because they sound real good. But there came a time in an episode when Greg, there was someone that wanted to sign Greg all by himself, and Greg thought he was the superstar, and he had on his glasses and his little funky look and everything. But listen, you know, I said that to say this because Holden reminds me of that image. I get that image in my head. I kid you not. I get that image in my head when I listen to Holden sing. It's like that image of Greg Brady. Everybody's in love with Greg Brady. And I think they were going to change his name to something else. I don't remember what it was. But he had this funky outfit. He had this funky image that was hot and rocks. And, you know, people, you know, I just believe in image, image, image. You got to do image, you know what I'm saying? So, listen, I know everybody doesn't have the funds, necessary funds to put together an image. But, listen, it don't take that much money. It don't. Now, I'm going to tell y'all a secret. I'm going to tell y'all a secret. When I first, you know, got into music, I was doing it in 2007. I ain't had no image. I ain't had no nothing. I was doing it for fun and just playing music, and bam, it's just what it is and what it is, and here I am. But listen, let me tell y'all something. I ain't had no money. I ain't had no nothing. Y'all know what I did? I said I didn't want to put out an image that just was anything. You know what I did? I went shopping at the thrift store, sure enough did, the secondhand shop. I got my little stuff together, did my image consultant, did my photo shoot, did everything I had to do, y'all. And you know what? It came out looking like somebody that was shopping at Neiman Marcus or Macy's. Yes, sure enough did. And I was shopping at the thrift store. You ain't got to spend no whole lot of money. You know, I saw somebody on Facebook the other day. She's a coach. She's a life coach. She's a relationship coach, I should say. And she had this long post about she's not going to, you know, fix herself up. She likes to be comfortable. Well, hell, I like to be comfortable, too. I like to be comfortable, too. So when I first started, I was doing that. You know, I'm just comfortable. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to put on any makeup. I'm just going to do whatever. And guess what? I just did whatever. But listen, I says, I got to do something else. Got to do this thing a little bit better. And then when I started doing a little bit better, listen, it's fast. I'm fast forward. I put out a post. I was doing commercials. $50 a pop. And it was just me, and it's still just me. Can I tell you, about 50 people showed up and won a commercial at $50 a pop. Now, can you tell me how in the world one little person going to do that many commercials while I was trying to get it done? So, listen, I'm going to tell you, whatever the image is that you put out there, that's what you're going to get. If you put out there anything, you know what I'm saying? That's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get. And listen, sometimes people, they don't want to pay you. If you put out an image and you're looking like, well, Marva Collins and the whatever, you know, some people still don't want to pay you. But let me tell you something. When you put out the image, the right image, you ain't got to take, you know, just pennies and nickels and stuff like that. People will pay you what you're worth. Now, listen, you can put out an image, but listen, you got to have the value and the principles and the worth, the whole package. You can go out there looking like Diana Ross, but if you're trying to sell mud pies, ain't nobody paying you for no mud pie. They don't care how you looking. You can look like Diana Ross and your pie tastes like mud pie. Ain't nobody going to pay you for that. You hear what I'm saying? So listen, listen, listen. What I'm saying is this. When it comes to artistry and music as well, you got to have good music. You got to have great stuff. It's got to be together. And listen, I like Holden. I like the sound. I like what he's doing. He's 17. I presume he's just getting started. I had a kid 15. He was sounding like Frank Sinatra. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So listen, listen, listen. His sound is good. I love his voice. I love his voice. I wish I could just kind of make it mold him a little bit. Sometimes I wish I could just put hands on people, give them a little image consulting and kind of, you know, help them a little bit. And then they'll get a little further because you got to have a team. And if you can't afford to pay a team, you ain't always got to, you know, pay these people big money. That's not what I'm saying. I help people all the time. I'm not looking for a dime. You know, people think everything is all about money, money, money. But listen, listen, when you're first starting out, you can't afford to pay a team. So listen, you have people that will contribute. I do that. I love to do it. I love to do it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So listen, when you got a sound, like Holden's voice is really phenomenal. I love it. He's got a great sound. You know what I mean? I would love to tweak him just a little bit, and I ain't trying to charge him for that. It's to help an artist to go a little bit further because you need a little help to get you on the path and to get you where you're going. So listen, I got some more music that's coming up for you right now. Let's do a little Jill Scott. You know, A Long Walk. I love me some Jill Scott. Yes, I do. Listen, y'all, let's take a little walk. It's A Long Walk, y'all. Check this out.
Maybe we could just be silent. I'm on, let's take a long walk.
All right. That is Jill Scott, A Long Walk. Jill Scott, A Long Walk. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I'll be back later on to do it all over again.
In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made
Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.